Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Speaking of blowing it, there are those, Rob Parker, and I'm not saying I'm one of them, but there are those that think the Warriors are done. Not next year and the year after because KD's leaving. I'm talking about right now. None other than our good friend. I was on Undisputed today with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharpe. Skip Bayless is saying that the Golden State Warriors need to trade Draymond Green immediately because he doesn't think they can salvage the relationship with him and Kevin Durant and win with that crew there. I disagree with that. And what do you think? Is it, you think this is an overreaction or what?
I think it's a total overreaction. It's juicy. Don't get me wrong.
Well, let's hear from KD first.
It's juicy.
Let's hear from KD, who was none too pleased in the post-game press conference last night. Here's Kevin Durant.
Hey, Kevin, have you and Draymond been able to hash anything out?
No.
Do you see that happening anytime soon?
I'm sure it will. We got a long season ahead.
Did he cross the line with anything last night that was said?
I'm going to keep that in house. That's what we do here. I know you guys got a job to do, but I'm not trying to give nobody no headlines. What happened, happened. We're trying to move on, just trying to play basketball.
Were you surprised he got suspended?
I was just focused on the game. I didn't really care either way. I was just focused on trying to come out here and finish this back-to-back off.
Kevin, how would you sort of describe your friendship with Draymond? It seems like you guys have been friends for even before you became a Warrior.
I don't really think that even matters at this point right now. I mean, we just had a game. Anybody want to talk about the game?
About the game.
Ask a question about the game.
Hold on. Really? Why?
Yes.
What was so great about that?
I thought it was honest. I thought his answers were honest. In a situation where, Chris, you could just say, I'm not saying anything. And he didn't say, I'm not saying anything. He addressed a couple of things there. Not that he's going to give you, he said that, I'm not going to give anybody any headlines or whatever. But I at least admitted that he at least, something went down, you know what I mean?
Well, that's undeniable.
No. But I'm talking about the thing about, are you guys as close? Well, that's not that important right now. Are you going to got to hash it out? He goes, it's early. It's a long season. This is what I'm talking about. It's a long season. Over time, it'll get worked out. That's basically what he said. I think his answers were honest.
Well, first of all, I thought
that.
I thought he did a fine job. I had no problem with what he did.
He could have stonewalled the whole thing. Don't ask me no Draymond question.
Well.
He said, you guys have a job to do. I get that.
He handled himself well.
I thought he did a good job.
When he said, we keep things in-house, that's what we do. Really? We got all types of reports about what Clay said in the meeting, what Dre said in the meeting. Yeah, I mean, what do you mean? Now, I agree. He did the right thing.
No, he did the
right
thing.
But the organization clearly isn't keeping things in-house.
No.
There's all types of, you know, anonymous sources out there that have not kept things in-house. That's number one. And then he said, I'm not going to give anybody any headlines. Well, we didn't need him to.
No, but
we got
plenty
of headlines.
But he could have said, what he could have said was, me and Draymond are done, man. I don't want to play with that dude.
Come on, who's saying that?
No,
nobody's coming out and saying that.
That would be great. Would those be headlines?
Oh, that'd be headlines. Okay. But he's not going to come out and say
no,
that.
No, but I just thought that he could have just stonewalled and said, I'm only taking questions about the game.
He was fine.
He was fine.
He could have done that, and that would have been fine, too.
No, it wouldn't have. Too big of a story, yeah.
No, he was fine either way. I'm not going to applaud. I don't think it was applause worthy.
I liked
really?
It. I did. Too often, you get nothing.
Let me ask you this.
Nothing.
How is this going to impact their season?
Zero. I'm on the record. Zero, zero, zero.
So they still win the championship.
Because
going
it's
away.
November. We're 12 games into a long NBA season. This will, a month or two from now, you won't even be like, oh, wait a minute. When they win 12 in a row, you'll be like, oh, yeah, they were fighting and, oh, their season was coming apart and all that. When they go through the schedule and they're playing all these bad teams in the NBA, dude, stop it. They have so much talent. Boogie Cousins haven't even stepped on the court yet. Draymond will get over it. They'll get over it. I'm not saying that they're going to be back to being best boys overnight. But
They
just,
may never get back to being boys.
They might not. But
which
I'm telling
fine.
You, to, but
that's
I'm telling
the
you
thing.
To play. You don't have to love the, a guy to play
right.
to play with them. You
the
don't.
Good news for them is that this is November. November. Like you said, they got, what, 70 games left?
70
like
games to
65
play.
65 games,
and
whatever
then, and
it is.
Then the 3 months of the playoffs. I know yeah. it feels like
but
three.
Yeah, no, they've got a long time. And the issue is this, that players can play on a team and not get along.
It happens all the time.
Shaq and Kobe. Now, eventually they broke up, but they did win three straight titles.
Do you know what? A lot of great teams, bands, groups, organizations, they break up. It happens. And at some point, this wasn't going to continue. We already knew that there's a good chance that he was either going to leave
well,
this year
gone.
Or
yeah,
next year.
He was
one
gone.
Of the two.
Right.
I don't think that this is like some earth-shattering.
No, that he's going to leave.
Is not the shocker. It,
right.
That's no shocker.
The question is, will it have an impact on them?
I agree. On this year. That's
the
story, Chris. No
but
doubt.
It's not what it's going to be for the future. Now, look, we have seen teams break up. Let me give a few that have not really been boys or been great friends. And one, there was always talk that Larry Bird and Kevin McHale weren't the best of buddies when they played. Kareem got along with players, but he wasn't socializing with Magic.
Not,
didn't really talk to him a lot, you know?
Danny Ainge was another one with Bird.
They didn't get along. Yeah, so, you know, it happens. Dennis Rodman, during the three-peat with Jordan wasn't hanging out with Dennis Rodman. You know, Rodman was doing his own thing.
Rodman was wearing dresses by the time he was
right.
in Chicago. It was a mess. Wedding
yeah.
dresses and
yep.
and the hair and the piercings. And Rodman had gone off the deep end.
Right. And so that's an example. Now, one example of a team breaking up because of personalities was the Shaq-Kobe Lakers. Now, again, they won three straight. But I know you won't agree with this, Mr.
No, don't
Parker.
Stop. Do not.
They would have won
do
four
not.
Straight.
No, they
no,
would
not
four
have. Straight. Two, they would
no,
have
they
won
had
no,
lost
in 04.
They had lost
the
year
right.
before. So they
but
had already
04,
lost. No, see, they had already
those,
lost.
Those mediocre Detroit Pistons.
You know what? Take that out of your mouth.
All due respect to Chauncey, Rip, Rashid, Ben, and
Tayshaun Prince.
Tayshaun. Yeah, all due respect.
That's blasphemy.
But they were not better than the Shaq,
yes,
Kobe,
were.
Karl Malone, Gary Payton. Like, how in the world can you even fix your mouth
that was
to say they were better than the Shaq,
so
Kobe, Malone, Payton, Lakers?
They were so
it
much
was
better.
In fighting.
No,
it was that
had
team.
Nothing to do with that.
It did. I
no,
was,
it didn't.
I covered that team
covered
throughout the playoffs.
I covered the Pistons all year.
I ain't talking about the Pistons. The Pistons are the minor part of the
no,
story.
No, they weren't.
The Lakers. That Lakers team had problems all year. Gary Payton didn't like playing
Chris,
for Phil Jackson.
Stop.
Shaq and Kobe still had their issues.
And they got all the
Karl
way to,
Malone
and they got all the
was
way to
injured.
The, they got all the way to the finals. And then the first time in the NBA in NBA history, the Pistons won in a five-game sweep.
Oh,
it had
stop.
Never happened
oh,
before.
Stop.
It was a five-game oh, sweep.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
Ah! We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Big Six, number six.
That's right. We got Triumph by Wu-Tang behind me, and that is very appropriate because I am giving you the six teams that could triumph over the Golden State Warriors if indeed the KD Draymond drama derails them. The six biggest threats to the Warriors' throne. At number six, the Portland Trail Blazers off to a 10-3 start. Second place in the Western Conference. Tremendous backcourt. Damian Lillard, C.J. McCollum. They've been beaten by the Warriors two of the last three years in the playoffs, but they've actually played them tough, about as tough as you could play in a five-game series and a sweep.
Still
but
no.
I think they could be a team to give them trouble. At number?
Number five.
Number five, we got the Philadelphia 76ers, and I know I've said it myself on television and radio, red flags galore with bringing in Jimmy Butler, but it also could work out tremendously for them. You got a point guard, Ben Simmons. a la Magic Johnson. You got a big man, Joel Embiid, a la Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now you have a big-time scorer on the wing, Jimmy Butler, a la James Worthy. I know that's high praise, and they're not there, never will get there, but you have the makings, theoretically, of a great team. That's all a brother saying.
You got a fever? Come on,
all
man.
All right.
Make this thing faster.
Number four,
we got the Houston Rockets. That's right. I said it. The Houston Rockets. They're getting things together. Carmelo will be gone. They've won their last two. Jeff Bizdelix, their defensive coordinator, will be back. They'll improve on that end of the floor. Houston Rockets, number four.
Number three.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Homer.
Yes. LeBron James.
He's a homer.
That team has won, I believe, 7 of their last 10.
Against no. Nobody.
He's not even playing at the top of his game. Wait till his three-pointer starts falling. Wait till his late free throws start falling. And wait till the defense really gets it together. Lakers are a threat.
Number two.
We got the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah, Giannis Antetokounmpo is on his way. Looking like the MVP, the best player in the league right now.
Prisoner of the moment.
Giving you 13 boards along with the 25 points and a host of three-point snipers behind him. And, oh, they play defense, too.
Number one.
The biggest threat to the Golden State Warriors, if indeed they're derailed by this drama, do you have a guess?
The Golden State Warriors.
The Toronto Raptors.
Oh, wow.
You forgot about the Raptors.
I forgot.
Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry, Serge Ibaka. Ibaka and Lowry are having career-type years, and they got a bunch of versatile defenders around him. Kawhi can guard KD and make it tough on him. Lowry can guard Steph and make it tough on them. Ibaka will be a factor. Oh, yeah, the Toronto Raptors are a threat to the Golden State Warriors. What you think?
That's not bad, but the Golden State Warriors will win the championship again.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
And this is the segment that Rob Parker has been waiting for since 2014. That's real, since 2014. Because that is when he began saying that Tom Brady was on the decline. Through the Super Bowl championships, through the MVP awards, and now you finally have something to back up your claim. I'm going to give you the floor.
Are you mad because keeping it real and I'm just not like a, you know, like a, I don't know, jock sniffer and anything that the jock does is just fine and I'm going to ignore what I'm watching and seeing? I'm just trying to tell you that you talk about it all the time about the NFL and how, oh, if you're a quarterback now, you're thriving with the rules and you can't touch them and you can't do all that. Everybody's thriving.
Right.
Except Tom Brady. Are you ready? I want people to pull up a chair.
I'm ready.
And get close to the radio. Brady is averaging 7 yards per pass 7. This year.
7.4. Get it right.
Yep. While the NFL average is 7.5 per pass, so he's under. Last year, Brady averaged 7.9 yards per pass, while the NFL average was only 7.0. Yards per pass. Brady is completing 62.5% of his passes this year, while the NFL average is 65.1. Last year, Brady completed 66.3% of his passes, while the average in the NFL was just 62.1. Brady is averaging 1.7 touchdown passes per game, while the NFL average is 1.8. Last year, Brady averaged 2.0 touchdowns per passes per game, while the NFL average was 1.4. So my bottom line, here we go. Brady's passer rating. You want more? I got more.
No, I mean, I think people are having trouble following all that.
I'm just trying
to. Seriously, like, can you give us a little meat, little description in between each stat?
All I'm telling you, here is. Let me give you one more. Brady's passer rating this year is 94.7. While the NFL average is 94.6, so he's just average.
Okay.
Last year, Brady's passer rating was 102.8, while the NFL average was just 86.9. The bottom line is all the stats where all these other quarterbacks this year are flourishing, Tom Brady's going the other way. Tom Brady has a flat tire. One of the wheels are about to come off. Why can't you accept that Tom Brady at age 41 ain't the quarterback he was a year ago? The reason that the Patriots won't get to the Super Bowl, probably will get knocked out in their first playoff game, is because not only is the defense stinky, Tom Brady's not that good. Tom Brady's stinky. You smell that? That's Tom Brady. No touchdowns in the last 3 weeks.
They stink.
Tom Brady, he wears comfortable boots. I admire that.
Thank you for ending it, all right? Thank you for ending the spiel. Let me tell you, let me answer the one question you threw out. Why won't I admit that Tom Brady at 41 is done, right? Yes. I'll give you, of course, he's 41. He's not the quarterback he was a year ago. Fine.
Quarterbacks fall off after age 40.
But you know what? They're still 7-3. They still beat the Kansas City Chiefs, the best team in the AFC.
With that terrible defense?
Let me finish. Yes, they did it. They did it. I'm not saying they will. I'm saying they have.
If they go to Kansas City in the playoffs, they're going to win a game, Chris?
Rob, Tom Brady is beyond stats. He's beyond it. Tom Brady at this point is all about winning. I don't care what his numbers are if the team is 7-3 or 11-5, which is what I told you they're going to be. He's past that. How are they winning? Is it the stinky defense? Oh, is it their great running game with James White and wide receiver Cordarrelle Patterson? Is it the great receivers that they have like Josh Gordon and Chris Hogan and the injured Rob Gronkowski? I mean, how in the world are they 7-3 if Tom Brady is so horrible?
But Chris,
I'm just saying, how? I don't care about his number. He's 41. I don't care.
It's the AFC, and don't kid yourself.
But that's all you need to be.
No.
Rule the AFC. That's fine.
But you have to. It's just like you have to look at the numbers to make sense of it. Don't be fooled into thinking that this team.
Make sense of it. Tell me why they 7-3.
Because they play bad teams. But here's
my. They beat Kansas City.
Kansas City's a bad defensive team.
They're a great team. They're one of the best teams. Chris, they're number two in the Parker Power rankings.
Will they go to Kansas City and win a game?
Once the playoff seedings are set, then we can answer it.
Hey, Rob G.
No, they probably won't. They probably wouldn't win in Kansas City.
Give me Tom Brady's road playoff record compared to home. Remember when they win a division every year? Here's the thing. They have a bye, and then they just have to win two games to get to the Super Bowl. When they have to go on the road, Tom Brady's not that guy, and that's the problem this year.
That's fine, but you acting like he's a chump now. That's all I'm saying. He's still an upper echelon quarterback because for him, at this stage of his career, at 41, it's all about wins and losses.
Two and three on the road, 5-0 at home. This is the formula that they've had because this is what they do for the most part. And I'm telling you, this year they will not have home field advantage. And what will happen is they'll go to Kansas City, go on the road, and they'll lose.
They could win in Kansas City.
They're not going to win in Kansas City.
Because that defense is still that
Tom
defense.
Brady,
I'm not saying they would. I'm saying they'd have a shot.
You're not looking at the – did you watch Tom Brady at all last week? Did you see the passes?
Yeah.
And you thought that he's fine.
And I watched him 2 weeks ago when he beat Aaron Rodgers.
With the one touchdown.
And outplayed Aaron Rodgers.
With the one touchdown and then
The 55-yarder, that one.
You mean the one where Bill Belichick said, who were you throwing to?
Bill Belichick didn't
even
know. Ask him about that.
He doesn't even know he's throwing to.
Belichick doesn't have to know as long as Tom Brady and Josh Gordon know.
No, Bill Belichick didn't even know because he was like, you overthrew the other guy and the other guy happened to be there.
I mean, Rob, in all seriousness, I'll give you that at 41 – he is on the decline. I'll give you that. I totally agree and understand why Belichick was like, we need to go with Garoppolo. I get all that. I'm just saying this dude is quarterbacking an average or slightly above average supporting cast to a 7-3 record.
And that's because he's slightly average or below average.
Whatever. Their record is great. It's 7-3. They're one of the top teams in the AFC. That's all I'm saying. I'm not here to carry Tom Brady's water.
With the way Tom Brady's playing, we'll see where they wind up. I don't even care
what their schedule is. How are they 7-3?
They could wind up losing the last 5 or 6 games.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's talk about this. Because KD, you and I have both said that KD is out of Golden State. If he was thinking about staying next season to open up their new arena in San Francisco, then those dreams seem to be shattered. It seems like
today
this
it's fresh
be,
though.
Right,
it's fresh.
It seems like this will be his last year with Golden State. And look, KD, I think, is their best player. He's the best player on the Warriors. But I have been saying for the longest that their most important player is Steph Curry.
No way.
And if KD leaves, they will still be a contender. And depending on where he goes and who he goes with, they may even be the favorite in the NBA. Because remember, they did win a championship without KD. They did go 73-9 without KD. They did beat KD and Westbrook coming back from a 3-1 deficit. And they were up 3-1 on the world champion Cleveland Cavaliers in 2016 before losing. So the sky will not fall. They will still be legit as long as they keep Steph, Klay, and Draymond. And I'm telling you, with all this going on, they're probably going to have to max Klay and Draymond just to keep them there.
I totally disagree. I think this will be the end of the Warriors' championship days. The loss of KD, I'm ready to say this right here, right now. They will never win another championship with this group. It'll be all over.
Without KD, you mean?
Without KD, I'm saying right. Not with the original group. Now, years later, without KD, he's proven this time and time again in the postseason, in the NBA Finals. They will not win another championship. The whole Warriors run or whatever will be over once KD leaves. And I think
why?
That, I just don't think that it's the same team. I think that KD has given them a security blanket that they were used to. And now you talk about Steph. We've seen inconsistent Steph during the finals. Where he had
really?
The big, yeah.
You mean the first year when he averaged 26
no,
points,
I'm not talking about those years. I'm talking about
the
last couple of years. I'm talking
he was
about.
Great last year. A lot of people thought he should have been the MVP.
He didn't come close to winning no MVP.
What?
No.
There were people.
He was never
the
MVP.
I agree
he
with
one
the,
game. He had one game.
Oh, my God. I'm about to roast
don't
you
give me.
On
he
that.
Had one game. And
one
everybody's like,
game?
Steph's going to win the MVP. And then all of a sudden, Durant was like, and he won.
I'm tired of this light-skinned brother bias that
I'm
you got.
I'm not biased against
you don't light-skin. Like Steph because he light-skinned.
That ain't it.
As they would say, light-skinned.
Light-skinned. So what's my – LeBron's not light-skinned.
True. I'll give
come
you that.
Come on now.
You got that one. But you going to tell me Steph only had one good game? What in the world are you talking about? Steph Curry was tremendous in the finals last year. I'm about to call up his numbers and make you grovel. I mean, the boy was bad. And since you brought up Tom Brady's stats, all right, let me bring up some stats for you, Mr. Parker. Since Kevin Durant joined the Golden State Warriors more than 2 years ago, their record with Steph Curry, listen to this. I want all y'all, Rob G, DJ Vegetables, Kylie, all y'all, Deb, Kyla, I'm sorry, and all of
they're
the listeners.
They're just going to rename her?
Kyla, I was just messing with her. I wanted to see if she would correct me, you know. And she did, through Rob G. All right, here we go. This is the Warriors record when Steph Curry plays and Kevin Durant does not, okay? 24-3. Let me say that again. 24-3. They average 114 points a game. They give up 101. So with Steph Curry and no Kevin Durant, they are 24-3 and win by more than 13 points a game. When Kevin Durant plays, but Steph Curry does not, they are 20-10. 20-10. They average 107 points a game. That's seven less than with Steph and no KD. And they give up 104.6. So with Kevin Durant and no Steph Curry, they're 20-10 and win by less than 3 points. Let me finish. Win by less than 3 points a game. Case closed.
You're talking about meaningless regular season games?
No, they are meaningless. They play 82 of them.
They're meaningless regular season games. Ask Chris Broussard, when it comes to NBA Finals, let me see, and NBA Finals MVP, Kevin Durant has 2 and Steph Curry has 0. Hello?
I don't care about that. Andre Iguodala's got one. Does that mean he's better than Steph Curry?
Well, all I know is everybody but Steph Curry has one. Even a guy coming off the bench.
Who cares? It's about winning. It's about winning. And Steph did damage in those finals.
Yeah, but not enough. He's not the MVP.
Who cares who's the MVP?
I care.
For a 4-game stretch.
I care.
Why?
Because it tells you about the guy who plays the best in the biggest moments, and that's been Kevin Durant.
So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar won 6 championships.
We're not talking about the past.
We're not talking about the past. Kareem has 6 championships, 2 finals MVPs. Does that mean he was garbage? He didn't show up? He had 1 good game per series?
He was busy shooting the movie Airplane. He wasn't good enough.
Yeah, all right. Steph Curry. Wait, you lucky I'm having trouble. The computer is slow.
You know, the difference between me and Chris is that I don't have to use the computer. I just called the eye test.
You got research getting
it's,
you.
It's
oh,
called I'm
gonna
the
give
eye
you,
test.
That's right. I'm glad you brought the up the eye test because I'm going to give you the eye test.
The eye
with
test.
Steph, the key to this Warriors dynasty. And call us up, 877-99 on Fox, 877-99.
The Warriors will not win again without
them. Can I finish giving out the number?
Oh,
my
go
goodness.
Ahead.
877-996-6369 if you want to weigh in. Who is the most important Warrior, Steph or Durant? Now, here's what I say, Rob. The eye test. Anybody watching the Warriors can tell you the one thing that makes them special is the offensive system that is based on Steph Curry's shooting ability, shooting range, and ability to keep moving without the basketball. That's what makes them special. Why did they run circles around the Cleveland Cavaliers without KD or beat them? If you put LeBron, Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving on one side, Steph, Klay, Draymond on the other, I would take Cleveland's 3 anytime.
Steph Curry.
The system in Golden State is what made them special. It wasn't just the talent, it was the system. When Steph's not in, and Durant is running the show, he dominates the ball.
So Steph Curry,
he over dribbles, and they don't get the ball movement and the player movement that they do when Steph's there.
The thing that
they're
stands
beatable.
Out to
that's
me.
That's why they almost lost to Houston.
When you talk about they didn't almost,
they
Houston.
They won in 7. That's
but
almost
they,
losing.
They won. They
were
won.
Down 3. But the games they lost, they got away from their game, and it became too Durant-centric.
Yeah, but this is it. When I think about Draymond and Klay and Steph, that's the first team in the history of the NBA to be up 3-1 to lose a finals.
Right, it is.
That's what they're tagged with more than anything else. I just think that they will not
they
win
won
another
a championship,
championship
before that.
They will not win another championship without Durant.
And one of
I think
the greatest players of all time, the second greatest in our books, is the guy that came back to beat him, and a great clutch player in Kyrie, another Hall of Famer. So, I mean, look, you talk about Steph. He had 1 good game last year. Let me tell you about Steph in the finals last year. He averaged 27.5 points a game. He averaged 7 assists a game and 6 rebounds. And shot 41.5% from 3. He had a 29-9-6 game, a 33-8-7 game, and a 37-4-6 game. I mean, come on, man. Now, I'm not saying KD didn't deserve the MVP, but it's revisionist history to act like Steph didn't ball.